Columbus City Council is putting off restrictions on police use of military equipment and non-lethal weapons like tear gas. Community activists are disappointed and concerned this could stall other police reforms. The proposal was one of several introduced in the weeks after police's response to protests over racial inequality. Executive Director of the People's Justice Project, Tammy Fournier-Alsada, says restrictions on certain tactics like using tear gas and rubber bullets are necessary.
And so here we are again. They put forth measures, and now if we are talking about tabling those measures, then all of us should be concerned. We have an unchecked police force.
Alsada worked on a community safety commission that created 88 recommendations and ways to address trauma and the effects of violence and over-policing in communities of color. Council President Shannon Harden was one of four members voting to table the proposal. He says it and some others will be discussed through the reimagining safety process. Debbie Holmes, WOSU News.